Good afternoon and welcome to Mac's Real Ale Testing Slot. And today I have before me a bottle of Sadler's Incomparable Ales, established 1900. This particular ale is called Mud City Stout, and it's brewed with raw cocoa, vanilla pods, flaked oats, wheat, and a complex blend of beautifully dark pulps. Alcohol content, 6.6%. This is a wee beastie. On the rear, let's see what it says. Mud City Stout, 500 millilitres. £1.49 out of the home bargain store. Dark and delicious stout brewed with raw cocoa, vanilla pods, flaked oats, wheat, and a blend of beautifully dark malts, molasses, treacle, and soft licorice are rounded with a dark coffee bean and honeyed nut character. Sweet vanilla, chocolate, and berry fruit shine through to a gentle, bitter finish. Food matching. Roast meats, shellfish, strong cheese, and sweet chocolate puddings. How about that? Please enjoy responsibly. Okay, let's pop this little nasty boy head off. Well, nice wee fizzy. And like many people, I like to drink glass bottled beer from the bottle as opposed to pouring into another piece of glass. I think it maintains its character while in the bottle. So here goes, first tasting, and I refer to Adrian Wicks, who is at TurboStream, who is about to or may already have done a joint tasting on this, and we shall compare notes at the end of the bottle, whenever that may be. So will we be buying this again? Let's try it first and see. Oh my, that is not how I expected it to taste, even with the tasting notes. That is very nice. It's dark, it's rich, and it has all those hints that come out after you've swallowed it. Let's try it again, just to make sure. Very dark overtones. If you don't like dark beers, and I'm very fortunate because I do, and I like Guinness or any dark strong ale, but on the same respect, I can drink the lighter beers when I'm in the mood, like the honey ales or the ambers. I have to say, I thought I was going to waste £1.49 on this beer, but it ain't going into a pie, and it ain't going into on top of a chocolate dessert. Although, now it's really hitting home, it's down. I could imagine that would go down damn well inside a steak pie. A beautiful, how about a black country ale pie, steak and ale pie. By the way, I should have mentioned that these are brewed in the black country, which is where our Adrian Wicks stays. And who else stays in the black country? Is it Dean or Phil? No, I think it's Dean. Dean Reed. Anyway, not a waste of money. It's lovely. But if you don't like them dark, try something else. This one is going with the dinner today. I'll leave some to wash it down. Oh yes. That's a dark wee beastie. Thank you for listening. Bye for now.